Hello everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host Ross Edwards, and today we're going to round off my October Sunday series on integral spirituality by talking about how to know your integral. And I'm going to make this very practical, very down to earth, very applied, very easy, straightforward, you know, so you can actually see, you know, where am I in my spiritual development? Am I really an integral spiritual practitioner? Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So I just want to say, as before we get I get talking here, I want to say that it's an extremely windy day here in Spain, and you can actually hear the shutters. Well, I can hear them. Perhaps it will come across in the recording. I don't know. There's a bit of noise coming because of the wind, and so I just want to apologise if that is distracting throughout the recording. Hopefully it won't be a recurring feature of my podcast. So, as I said, I want to round off this series on integral spirituality by just giving you a very clear sense of how to know whether you are really an integral spiritual practitioner. You know, in your spiritual development, are you at an integral stage? Because it can sound kind of abstract, you know, these principles, you know, traditional and modern and postmodern and integral and talking about evolution and talking about development and talking about spirit all at once. It can get quite heady and incomprehensible. And so I really just want to ground this whole conversation. I really sort of do encourage you to study the things that I've studied. You know, I've studied Ken Wilber, I've studied Steve McIntosh, I've studied spiral dynamics, I've studied a lot of developmental theory. I've studied The Stages of Faith by James Fowler. I've spent a long time studying these things, and I would recommend you do that. The only danger is that it can be too abstract and too heady, and you might sort of miss what's maybe right in front of your eyes. So this episode is a kind of antidote to that. So I'm not going to set it up any longer, because listen, I've done the whole series this month on integral spirituality. If you want to catch up, go and check that out. So let's get right into sort of the first main point for knowing if you're integral. And it is that you've been through a postmodern or progressive spirituality stage of spirituality, and you're sick of it now. You can see its limitations and you no longer feel identified with it. Without going into why, I mean, it's kind of obvious. It's the stage that precedes the integral stage of spirituality. When you reach integral spirituality, you will have a perspective now on postmodern progressive spirituality, whereas before you didn't, because that's where you would have come from. That's where you develop from when you're moving up the stages. You will become sick of it and you'll see its limitations. I've spoken about the limitations in the last couple of months of postmodern spirituality, but I guess one of them is its emphasis on group experiences, its emphasis on what I would call paraphernalia instead of the substance of spiritual work. They emphasize often the paraphernalia of it. And really just its lack of depth and its inherent contradictions. You will get sick of it. You know, even if you've been through postmodern spirituality and, you know, at one point you thought it was, you know, the bee's knees. Development is just, that's how it works, is when we develop as people, you know, we go through phases and we move beyond them and we look back and we realize that it had a lot of limitations. Postmodern progressive spirituality has its limitations, and moving into integral will help you see that. You'll look back on your previous postmodern progressive spiritual identity, and you'll look at it and you'll say, right, okay, it was a step in the journey. You know, perhaps I rekindled my spiritual life, or I, you know, built a spiritual life for the first time in my life, which was my case. And, you know, it revived it and it opened me up. It showed me, you know, Eastern traditions, and I got into meditation. I maybe did some yoga. I got into doing retreats. Maybe I did some psychedelics. Maybe I even had huge breakthroughs in that period. In my case, I certainly did. But that might all be true, but it also wasn't the ultimate fruition of my spiritual life, even though at the time it probably seemed that way. And maybe something more serious and something freer of paraphernalia and group experiences and, you know, emotional warmth and cuddling and sharing and, you know, getting involved, even sort of the spiritual can blend into the political and the societal. You know, we can, you know, we start sort of thinking progressively in terms of politics and so on. And we just, you know, we get sick of that and we just want a purer, simpler spiritual life that is more real, but and also freer of the accoutrements. So really, you know, do you see the limitations of postmodern spirituality? Beyond what I tell you, you know, can you see it around you and in your own life and in your own development? And that's a good chance. That's a good sign that you're to some degree at an integral spiritual stage. So closely related to this is my second point, which is that you're serious about, I've written down here, serious about doing serious direct spiritual work. But I'm repeating the word serious. So let me say, you're deeply interested in doing serious direct spiritual work to encourage transformation. As I said, you know, at postmodern, and I'm going to contrast it with postmodern because it's an easy way to kind of help you see the difference. At postmodern, you're interested in spirituality and it feels new and fresh, and you often just can't distinguish, you know, what is necessary and what is true from what is unnecessary and untrue. And for example, with paraphernalia, you might get caught up so much in the paraphernalia of, say, Eastern traditions, you know, I don't know, the language, the music, the clothing, the you know, the fancy, you know, even different cuisines and so on, you know, and the history of the countries that these great traditions like Buddhism and Hinduism come from. And you might confuse that, you know, the cultural exploration and the paraphernalia with real spiritual work. And I think integral, what happens, you develop a more, develop a bit of a taste for it. You develop, I don't want to say a BS detector. I would say just, you know, you start to become aware of what is superfluous, or what is, you know, at least semi-superfluous to the work, and what is actually the real work. And you become very interested in that. So you're no longer interested in, you know, emphasizing the cultural aspect of spirituality. You're just, you want the real core of it. There's a simplification that happens, but in that simplification, there is a great empowerment because you're more aware of what actually needs to be done and you're more tuned into what spirituality really is beyond the sort of cultural packaging that it's presented in. So I'll just... Are you really interested in doing deep spiritual work? Beyond having group experiences, beyond it feeling good on a certain day, beyond feeling like you're becoming an Eastern yogi, and beyond things like changing your name and changing your dress style and all of this, you know, are you really interested in deep spiritual work, right? And deep spiritual work, I could do an entire episode on this, so this is kind of challenging, but deep spiritual work is free of most of what I just said there. It's about doing transformative exercises like meditation, like psychedelics, like contemplation, like prayer, for example. And not having to be in a specific context for it. You know, having the right infrastructure, yes, but not having to, you know, not having to be part of a group, not having to be, you know, not having to go away on these nice yoga retreats where you feel good and you get to socialize and all the rest of it. The direct, the purest form of the work, all right? Are you interested in that? And to the extent that you are, is to the extent that you're really starting to move into spiritual, you know, the integral stage of spirituality, I think. My third point, you don't see spirit as otherworldly or far removed from your everyday reality. So again, I mentioned this last week, that as you grow up in your development, you're getting closer to spirit in your development. That's kind of a deep point that I don't have time to explain fully right now, but just we'll take that as a working assumption. And so naturally, with that realization, with that perception, you no longer feel it to be so distant. You know, when you start out in spiritual work, the word enlightenment, for example, just seems very, you know, abstract and unachievable and, you know, sort of out of reach. But by the time you're at an integral spiritual stage, it should feel much closer to home. Like, you've probably by now had numerous direct experiences of the divine, and slowly over time this will have really changed your perspective on it, and you won't feel it to be so far away now. I feel like what happens at postmodern a lot of times is there's a lot of lip service given to enlightenment, spirituality and God and, you know, Buddha and other concepts like that, but often there's really not much embodiment going on. And it's often, and going by my experience of it and through speaking to other people who have been postmodern, it just seems that it seems really far away, like this unachievable grand goal that only my Eastern guru will be able to reach. And that's a bit of a failing of the teaching systems, I have to say, by putting on such a pedestal. But at the same time, it is a result of your development, and at integral, it won't seem so far away from you. It helps if you have a good teacher that is really empowering and brings it down to earth. So that's a bit of a vaguer benchmark, but you know, it's something that just evolves over time. The more work you do and the more you contact spirit, the less it will seem, the less otherworldly it will seem to you. And this is just something that will develop over time. My fourth point, you recognize hierarchy in spiritual practice. So one of the interesting experiences I've had as a meditation teacher is students who come with the attitude that we're in a circle and there might be someone guiding, but they're not the leader, you know, they're not really in charge, right? And when I'm leading a group of meditators, that is really not my approach. Unless I was to meditate with people who had 20, 30 years of experience, which I don't, I probably wouldn't be the leader in that case. My perspective is, listen, I've got 10 years meditation experience. If you've got less than that and you've not got anything to contribute, then I'm the leader, I'm in charge, right? And I don't say that to be arrogant. I just say, listen, it's about competence and someone needs to be in charge here. Someone needs to set the direction. And I've experienced that some people don't like that. They'll sort of go along with it, but under the surface, there's tension there because they don't like recognizing hierarchy in between teachers and students. They don't like recognizing hierarchy between students. You know, they make these sort of vague, quasi-spiritual justifications for why there's no hierarchy and differences between people. and why, you know, one person isn't necessarily more advanced than the next. And to me, I just, that is not a valid, it has some truth to it, but it's not valid, it's not really a valid observation. And it's not a good way to do spiritual practice. As I've actually just written a book, plug alert, I've just written a book that, you know, it's quite a comprehensive meditation manual, I think, and it takes you basically from quite an early stage of meditation to quite a late stage if you really take it seriously. And one of the things I make very clear in the book is that the highest spiritual realizations out there are very paradoxical, because in one sense, it's really like a great coming home rather than a great achievement. But on the other hand, to achieve them, quote unquote, you need to have about 10 years or more of spiritual practice, right? So listen, that is just a fact. If you want to get to the highest levels of spiritual realization, you need to really put in the hours, and nothing can really replace that. At least not now. Maybe with technological advance, that won't be so necessary. But for now, it's certainly the case. And we cannot deny this reality. This is not a... We're not saying this to be oppressive and to create artificial division amongst people, as postmodernists would say. We're doing it just to be realistic and to create a hierarchy of competence, which is necessary for your growth, and so that you know where you're at in your journey. So I think that's what happens at Integral. You're sort of very aware of the stark reality of spiritual growth more than at postmodern, both as its reality and as the process of it, what it actually takes. And so you're willing to recognize hierarchy. My penultimate point is that you see beautiful truth and terrible limitations of all spiritual systems created so far. And in this, I'm going to include literally everything, you know, all the way back to the magical rituals of times gone by, to sort of traditional religious structures like Christianity and Judaism and Islam, for example. And even sort of the modern spirituality, which is really a spirituality, and into the postmodern, you can look at all of these systems and see the beautiful truth that they hold, but also their like even frightening limitations at times. For example, I'll give you a really concrete example of this. In recent years, I've become really attuned to like Christian symbology. When I go to a church and I see like the, you know, the angels and Jesus and the cross and the altar and everything else, I really see the symbology, and it is beautiful symbology, really deep, beautiful symbology that deeply inspires me. You know, it definitely induces something. But I also walk in and I think about the history of Christianity and I think, my God, this, what a mess, you know, like, oh my God, look at the chaos that this has caused. I actually don't think the cause is Christianity, it's really human consciousness, which is more fundamental, but that's another, you know, that's another conversation. But think of all the mess that has been caught up in over the centuries. And, you know, not to explain either of them away, you know, to hold both of them and appreciate that they're both realities of the situation. And I say the same about everything. You know, I've read books pretty much from all spiritual traditions, the major ones. And I can certainly remember myself going through all these stages, and I can see the limitations in the of it, but I can also see the beautiful truth behind it all and how it contributed to who I am. And I feel like at Integral, you're open to all spiritual systems, but you also realize that they're all limited, and some of them are extremely limited, and some of them have been caught up in a huge mess over the course of human history. And you can just kind of appreciate it all for what it is, and you can sort of mine the gold from the ore, as it were. And finally, I just want to say that spirituality is now a true inner quest. And again, I'm just going to contrast this with postmodern and maybe with modern as well, that postmodern spirituality, I'm sorry guys, but it's not really an inner quest yet. You know, we postmodernists like to talk about the inner journey and awakening and knowing yourself, but they actually, I'm sorry, but most of the time they don't know what they're talking about. That is just the reality of the situation. I'm not going to pretend that I know fully what I'm talking about, right? I'm totally open to my knowledge being upgraded. And that is, you know, one of the things that running deep psychology does. I'm forcing myself to constantly update my knowledge, both experiential and more theoretical knowledge. But all that said, I will make the claim that postmodern spirituality is not an inner quest yet. It's not deep enough. It's not direct enough. You're still caught up in hugging people, in group experiences, in the paraphernalia, in good vibes, in, you know, just unnecessary things. In talking about it and not really embodying it and reading millions of books and not really getting to the core of it and not it doesn't really hit you between the eyes. At Integra, I feel you're beyond that. As I mentioned in my very first point, you're beyond postmodern and the limitations of it. And it's really just sort of going in now. It's really hitting you between the eyes. You're realizing it's all about you. There's many levels in which you can interpret that statement, by the way. But it's all about you. It's about your inner work. And you're ready to just to do that. And you're ready to take it on in all life situations. And it really just comes home. It's really in your hands now. And that is really in great contrast to postmodern and modern and progressive, and traditional as well, which I won't go into details, but more than ever, your spiritual life is really about you now and nobody else really. So that's how to know you're integral. You're sick of postmodern progressive spirituality. You're serious about doing direct spiritual work. You don't see spirit as otherworldly, easy for me to say, and far removed from everyday life. You recognize hierarchy in spiritual practice. You see the truth and limitations of all spiritual systems. And spirituality is now a true inner quest. So, you know, have a think about this, churn it over, measure yourself. You won't be perfect on these points, but it just gives you a good flavor of where you're at. And I think it's a great way to round off this October series on integral spirituality. You're very welcome, obviously, to go back and look and listen to the previous episodes and just to get a full comprehension of this and a bit more of a theoretical background. All right, just want to say before I go that I do coaching, and if you'd like coaching on spirituality and meditation, that is one of my specialties. So please get in touch via deep-psychology.com to get a free 30-minute consultation call, no strings attached, just a friendly chat between you and I to establish if coaching is right for you right now and if I'm the right person to do it. So please head to the website to book that with me, and I'd be very glad to meet you and to talk to you. All right, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you a lot for joining me in October. To stick around for November, make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And I will be back soon on Wednesday with the next installment of the Deep Psychology Podcast. Thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.